Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. Adam Cortez is a strategist and systems creator for both business owners and leaders ready to take control of their lives. He has dedicated his business to supporting and creating powerful changes in his clients' lives so they have the time and energy they need to be the badass leaders they are capable of being. With nearly a decade of experience in business and his connections in the Silicon Valley, he started DKM Global. The success of DKM Global allowed Adam to develop strong connections to the startup world as well as prominent leaders in various industries. Adam, you ready to rock this?
So excited, man. So excited.
Yes, me too. Awesome. Adam, you are now live on Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. Thank you for coming back and gracing us with your presence and wisdom, brother. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. I'm awesome. Excited. It'll be
awesome.
Fun.
So we love going deep, man. And I think we created this question of the day, theme of the day, after your last time that you've been on here. So it's going to be cool to dive deep. Today's theme is the gifts of life and death. And Adam, we're curious, how has the gifts of life, the present moment, how that just is so miraculous and meaningful and important, and also the gift of death that we could be gone any minute, and the concept of death. How have those two concepts showed up for you and really impacted how you show up in the world and how the people around you are influenced by you?
So I think that's perfect, especially for what I'm talking about or what I want to talk about today, yeah. Which is about wanderlust and all of this, craziness that we do when we travel and to get out and all this excitement. So for me, I was stagnant, right? I was like stagnant in everything I was doing in life and felt like there was no movement and been doing stuff for a certain amount of years and all this fun stuff. But it wasn't exciting anymore. And so I needed to leave. I needed to get out. And so what I built my life around now is traveling, is meeting new people, having new experiences, taking each day as a new adventure and never taking it for granted. Mm. So, for me, life is special and precious, and we can't just sit there anymore. We can't just sit stagnant. I mean, we have so much shit going on with our government, with governments abroad, with political this and, fights over this and this and that. Life's too short to deal with that crap. So if you're not willing to just go out and do what you need to do and be you and have fun and experience life to its fullest, like, what's the fucking point? Like, there's no point in that. For me, it's you got to get out there. You got to do some stuff. Got to have fun while you're doing it.
Absolutely, man.
And from the death side, I mean, life's too short. It's just too short. If you're not willing to take control of your own life and go do what you want to do and be held back and, man, I don't know what to say.
So time to step up, brother. Time to step up. Everyone who's listening, I love that we're just starting this off so powerfully, because this concept of life, like this moment, have fun, live to the fullest. We're talking about wanderlust today. We're going to get to that in a second. That's like living life to the fullest, traveling, seeing different cultures, different spaces, different environments, so that you become more, you evolve into yourself. You see what sticks with you as you move around. The truths start to shine brighter and brighter because you rely on them, you lean on them, the principles, the soul connection, the soul experience, the emotions that ring true, like fun and joy and love and gratitude, those will stick with you and guide you along the journey. And then the death is such a powerful reminder to tune into those things that we have, versus, those are gifts, but I want to kind of like eat whatever I want and do whatever I want and be lazy and comfortable. Now, death is like the signal to tap into our superpowers of joy, gratitude, love, and all those that, that guide us along this amazing journey.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Awesome. 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 So Adam, tell us more about what you got going on today, what you're up to, what you're creating, man.
Creating a lot. I mean, for me, so what we do with our company, what DKM does is we've been doing a lot of coaching with the startup community and with different businesses that are have these great ideas that don't know where they're going or what they're up to. So with that, we've actually taken a step back in how many clients we actually admit into coaching on that level. So we're doing, you know, 3 or 4 companies a year at this point, and really taking on clients that want to go full circle. They want to see the ins and outs done for them. They want that really deep support, so that I can really focus on them and really give them, you know, the time that matters to them. But in turn, we've been creating with other thought leaders in the startup community these really just kick-ass videos, going to the depth of immigration law for startups, going into what does it really mean to be a leader in any position in the company, as well as unconscious bias and all this other stuff that's coming up in that startups are just not aware of. So we've been in the process of really creating these classes that I could tell you, I mean, you have fun doing these interviews. Mm-hmm. These things have been a blast for me to be a part of that conversation with them because I mean, there's so much that I'm learning from it. So I can't wait. I can't wait to just like give it out to our people that are like, yeah, we really want to know what's going on in the world or how do we start this business or what's the best way to get these employees over from say Mexico, that are brilliant developers that we need. What's the process that we need to go through? So all this cool stuff's coming out, actually in the next couple of weeks is what we're hoping to launch.
Awesome.
And then, on top of that, we've been building, websites for some of the startups that we've been working with, other coaches, just kind of really staying in that marketing and creative space, as a business, which is just, it's been amazing. My clients have allowed me to do so much. So I'm so grateful for all of them because I mean, without our clients, we couldn't do what we want to do. Right. And that's the gift. So I'm grateful for all the people I've been able to work with in the past couple of years because they've made my life be my life.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Awesome. Yeah. Clients are everything. And, you know, for everyone listening, I'm just going to totally going to be real and authentic. At times I have felt unable to perform the services of coaching, of hosting this 12-hour marathon, of being enough, right? Like this worthiness, this conversation, not enough, that runs a lot of people. And what I found works for me and, you know, Adam, I'm sure you focus on the things, the aspects, the things that you're grateful for about your clients. You know, that's what's coming up in this conversation right now is like without your clients, like you wouldn't be able to travel and thrive and impact these people's lives. So what has been really working for me when I get doubtful or I notice there's an area of my life that's not performing, whether it's health, whether it's clients and income, whether it's whatever, building the business, relationships, all areas, right? Girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. Like when I focus on the positive aspects of that and I practice gratitude, it really transforms like everything. It has the essence of it thrive in my mental image, right? Because we have like a conversation about everything, whether it's clients, whether it's, you know, art. Are we artistic? Are we creative or not? You know, when we think of creativity, some people might say, I suck at creativity. I'm not creative. I am not an artist, right? And like every time I pick up a pen or a paintbrush, like it just feels like I'm an idiot, right? Some people can have that image of pain, of suffering, of I suck or that sucks. And it's simply choosing to focus on something else about that actually does work, that can transform the whole entire thing for us. So that's awesome, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was funny. I had I was talking to one of my clients and I was in, where was I? I think I was in France. I'd made it to France. Awesome. I had just gotten off a plane. I was kind of lost, didn't know where I was going. And I had a client call. So I jumped on the client call with them and we were finishing up a website and some other stuff. And she's like, man, I really wish I was in France and was able to travel and this and that. And I'm like, well, your coach can. Like, so one thing is that we create the environment we want to be in, right? Like That's number one. So if you want to be in San Diego, or if you want to be in Paris, or if you want to be, I don't know, in Africa somewhere, right, wherever you want to be can be there. You can figure out how to get there and support your life and do what you want to do. It's totally possible. You just have to make the decision that I'm going to get my lazy ass off this couch and I'm not going to be here anymore. And I'm going to go over there.
Yep.
And as soon as you make that switch in your head happen, anything's possible. Right. Yeah. So we had that little conversation about that. She's like, oh yeah. Okay. That makes sense now. And I mean, yeah. And I'm grateful for you and for my other 10 clients at that moment, because you're allowing me to have the life I want to have. Right. Mm. Which is, I get to go off and I mean, I bounced through 6 countries in 4 months, right? Like, wow. I did that because of them.
That's awesome.
I got to see things because of them, and that aspect of life, the things that I saw and did and the people I met, man, I bring that all back to my clients, right? Mm. Like, those experiences come back on a whole other level because I get to share those with them.
Yeah.
Those experiences, the wisdom, the stories that you get, right? That just comes back full circle. So it's not just happening to me. It's happening to all those people I interact with day in and day out.
Wow. What is that ripple effect that is ultimately created because of the interactions with these people?
So for me and the people around me, the ripple effect is this this aspect of sharing.
Hmm.
This we're not siloed. We're not these. We're creatures of relationships, and we have to have relationships, and we have to grow and expand and change. And if you can't share, if you can't communicate, if you can't express what made you love a certain place so much or whatever, like those stories get passed on and shared, and then they take that little nugget of wisdom. They're like, oh man, I remember when I was told about this place and this was beautiful, and oh my God, I'm here now and it's amazing. You know, I fell in love with Portugal. Portugal was the one place that I fell in love with. It was amazing. I ended up staying there for an entire month, just cause I fell in love with it. And when I left, I mean, I was staying at hostels. So on a given day, you're meeting about 10 to 30 new people every day, right? You're meeting 10 people that are in your dorm room, another 10 people at the bar downstairs, and then whoever else you meet on the street while you're trying to figure out where you're going to eat, how to get to an art gallery or whatever. And so in those interactions, you know, they're asking the same questions. You know, where have you been? Where'd you come from?
Mm-hmm.
What's the place that you love the most? What have you eaten that's the best?
Yeah.
And then if you loved a certain place, what made you love it so much? So when you love something, you share it all, right? You give all of it to that interaction. And then the people are like, wow, I really want to go to Portugal now. Like, you've painted this vivid picture of how amazing this country is to you.
Mm.
Man, I want to go see it now. Like, that sounds so awesome.
Yeah.
Instead of going, yeah, that place sucked, don't go there. Like, it's just the people are horrible. You're like, okay, now I don't want to go there.
Right.
and I had that with France, right? Like, so I'm getting ready to go to France.
Wow.
And everyone I talked to, they're like, yeah, they hate Americans. They're assholes. You're going to have a horrible time. It's going to be ridiculous. You're going to feel unsafe because of pickpocketers, this and that. And so when I'm going, the whole time in my head, I'm like, man, this is going to suck. I don't want to be here. It's going to be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
My wallet's going to get empty. Like, like this is a story that's going through my head.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, I got off my bus. I was on a bus because I traveled from Reims over to Paris. So I'm on this bus and I'm like, doing this little meditation. I'm going to like bring myself back in. Like, that's their experiences, not mine.
Right.
Let's get these voices out of my head. Like, you know, try to shift them back. I'm having a hard time doing it. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to breathe. And I'm walking, I'm listening to some music.
Hmm.
I'm like, okay, it's gone. There are bad juju's out of my body now.
Right.
I'm going to do what I need to do. And, I had an amazing time in Paris.
Mm.
Amazing time in Paris.
Mm.
The food was good. I wouldn't say it was amazing. It was good. I'm used to certain French restaurants here, so it was very similar. I had an amazing experience with the people. The art galleries are just beyond beautiful.
I believe it.
And the city's amazing. I mean, it's just, it's an amazing place. But if I let someone else's negativity or doubts or whatever sink in, man, I could have just hated the place the entire time. Like, nah, just get me out of here. I don't want to be here. Just move me on to the next place. So I think when we share, when we tell stories, when we like keep the negative shit to yourself, like as bad as it is, just keep it to yourself, because we want to leave a positive mark on those that we interact with. So keep the positivity up. I mean, if it really is that bad, if there's like certain things you should watch out for, okay, give that expressive concern, but don't ruin someone else's experience that could be magical for them. Right? They can find the love of their life there. They can find their next home. They could, you know, whatever it is.
How do we discern what is good in, like, because it's all good intention, right? Oh, I'm sharing this out of good intention. How do we know whether it's legitimate warning versus good intentioned raining on someone's parade, so to speak?
I think it comes, for me, it was tone of voice, how it came out. You have unconscious bias that comes up everywhere, especially for certain countries, especially with different ethnicities that are going to certain countries. I think it's just really being aware of what's being said, and then in what context is it coming out of their mouths. Like, what was the conversation before that made them say, oh yeah, 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 fuck that place. Right. I had one guy tell me about Rome before I got to Rome. He's like, I was there. I was fine. I had a great time while I was there. I really enjoyed it. But there's a lot of pickpocketers. Like, just watch your stuff. Move your wallets to the front of your pockets. Like, put your backpack in front of you. Like, just be aware. Don't be that traveler that's not, you know, heads are in the clouds. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like, that's legitimate warning.
Yeah.
But you're like, if someone goes, yeah, fucking hated Rome. It was horrible. Like, it's gross. It's dirty. Don't go there. You're not going to have, like, you're like, okay, well, what's, why? Tell me more. Like, what happened to you while you were there? We're all going to have our own experiences, our own journeys, our own paths that we're going to take while we're there. I had one guy that I met from Australia who may or may not be watching this. Me and him spent the entire time together while we were in Paris for that first week. And we spent like three and a half days together before he took off. And he had a bad experience like the day he landed. And then he got screwed out of like 150 euros trying to get to the airport because of the train not being on time, having to take a taxi, like all this other stuff. So when he left, he was like, yeah, I can't stand Paris. Like, I'm never going back to Paris. I don't want to be there. Da, 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 da. Everything else was exactly the same. I had a great time. He didn't. So we're all going to have our own experiences, but where is it coming from? What made the experience bad? And like, oh, okay, I can understand why he didn't really have a good time there. He felt like he got screwed. Me, on the other hand, I didn't. So yeah, I think it's just kind of understanding like how and why it's coming out of someone's mouth, like why you should or shouldn't do something, whether it's traveling, whether it's starting a new business, whether it's creating this new idea that we have and we want to go for it. Everyone's going to have their concerns. Everybody's going to project what they want to project on you because they have their own issues internally. I think all that we can do is filter out like what's the intended meaning and what's their own feared biases that are getting in the way.
Right. Awesome, man. So this goes right into this concept of wanderlust, right? And I want to define that for our audience, what your definition is, in just a second. But to want to do these things, to travel, to see the world, is driven by what we think will happen, what we believe we'll receive or get or experience when we get there. It's like either the pain or pleasure are two motivators, right? So the pleasure of travel, of why it is worth it to go do these things, we talked about it a little bit in the beginning, or the pain of staying stagnant in the same place for the rest of our life, living in a boxed mindset, fixed mindset, because we were unwilling to step out and be courageous enough to travel. So I love where this is going. So why don't you define wanderlust for what it means for you, for our audience, and then talk a little bit more about it.
Yeah. So for me, wanderlust is the experience of finding a new place, finding a new location, and just getting lost there. Mm. Absorbing and being a part of that culture of not being just another vacationer that's there for a couple days or a couple weeks, but really to try to immerse yourself in. And I know I'm bringing in a couple of other definitions for different words, but for me, that's to be a wanderlust for me is just really getting lost. And I will say, when I started this journey almost a year ago, I think that was the first time I came on the show, was about a year ago, give or take. Mm-hmm. I had decided that I wanted to go to Europe. So I booked a ticket. And I was like, oh, well, if I'm going to go to Europe a few months beforehand, I'm going to go travel around the U.S. I'm going to go see what is in my own backyard. Totally. And I'm just going to go do it. Right. And I had somewhat of a plan. I booked some speaking gigs while I was going to be gone. Like, I knew I could do these things and get work, and we were just going to see what was going to happen. And if I failed at it, well, shit, I was still home. I could figure, I was still in the U.S. I could figure things out.
Right.
And one for me was scarier than hell. I had never really traveled before. Right. Like, I think my first solo trip on my own was to San Diego.
Mm.
And I got to San Diego and I was like, why the hell have I never done this before?
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
I don't understand why I've been literally sitting in my room and going stir crazy when I could have jumped on a plane for $40 and been in like paradise in my own backyard. Like, I don't, why?
Yeah.
Like, just to start with, like, why? Mm. And so, you know, that just kept going forward and forward. And as they traveled, it was more about meeting people and hearing stories and talking and understanding why other people were traveling. Mm-hmm. And not just being about me, which, you know, it could be about me all the time. really just understanding why other people are doing what they're doing. And it fascinated the hell out of me. And so even while traveling in Europe for the past 3.5 months, with no plan, I had no plan whatsoever. I bought a ticket to Barcelona. I got to Barcelona for my first 11 days. I had a hostel booked. I was like, oh, I'm going to go to Portugal. I got to Portugal. I was like, oh, I'm going to go to Paris now. Got to Paris. Like, oh, I'll go to Italy, go see Rome. Right. And I was just kind of on a whim because if someone said, oh, I had so much fun in this place, I was like, oh, let's okay, go. I'm gonna go there next. It's only 15 euros. Guess where I'm headed next week?
Yep.
Right. And so I just kind of live my life that way, but always having these conversations, always listening, always going beyond, you know, just what I wanted to do.
Hmm.
And I ended up having a blast. We went, there was so much wander. That there's this magic that happens, right? Like, I got to Rome. This is one of my favorite things, was when I got to Rome, I met this, this teacher that was on holiday from Australia. Mm-hmm. And he became my best friend because we went to all of these places in Rome. Like, we went to the touristy things that you go do, the Colosseum and all of that. But he knew of all these places that were off the beaten path, that this famous painter painted the bedroom wall of some Duke back in the day. What? That no one knows about, but he did. Mm. So we're in here looking at these paintings on the wall and we're like, holy crap, this shit's amazing. And we're like, there's like three of us in this room. right? There's like three or four of us in this room. There's no one else in there. And it was just, we just kept following the trails. Like we went to one of the catacombs and the saint that had been martyred, or there was a martyr who turned into a saint. They had moved her body to this church that was back in the center of Rome. They had a copy of her plaster thing and they had moved it there. So we were like, well, we're going to go to this church. Mm-hmm. So we went to the church and there below the pulpit is a statue. Below the statue, underneath it in the crypt, is where her body is. So we were like, oh, we're going to go into the crypt, da 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 da. We have no idea what we're doing. We're just kind of like, eh, we're just going to go. It's in this nunnery. The church is in a nunnery that has like these restricted hours, and we just so happen to make it in time.
Wow.
And we get down to the crypt. I'm like, oh, it's a crypt. Like, it's okay. And then you turn a corner, and it's just gold. All you see is this, it's like that. You open the pearly gates and it's this, and we're like, oh my God. And you get in and it's 19th century. It wasn't that old, but when they had moved all the body, they moved the body, mm-hmm. they'd built this, I'm going to screw this up and I'm Catholic, but it wasn't a cathedral. It was a underground prayer hall mm-hmm. that was 19th century gold Gothic. And it was just amazing. And this mm-hmm. is where they held mass in front of the saint. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing, but we wouldn't have done that if we weren't like, yeah, screw it. We're just going to go like follow the breadcrumbs around Rome mm-hmm. and see what happens. So there was, I think as soon as you give up your expectations of what life should be like, or what your travels or vacations should be like, mm-hmm. and you just kind of let it be. And there's some amazing magical things that happen that you would never expect. There's amazing people that you're going to meet. There's stories that you're going to share. You're going to have a drunk night in front of this historical piece that you never thought of and be like, oh my God, how did we even end up here? Right? Like there's magic in all of that. And I think we try to control so much and make so much happen that we don't let things happen.
Yeah. Let's dive into that in a sec. Mandy said, I totally get that feeling. Had the same when I traveled to the other side of the world, Canada, on my own for the first time to visit my best friend. So you're talking about going to San Diego, kind of like your own backyard, and just like, why? You know, why haven't we done this? So that's awesome. Thanks for sharing, Mandy. And what I heard in your sharing is people are afraid to be lost.
Mm-hmm.
People are afraid to be out of control. Yet if we engineer circumstances into our reality where we purposefully get ourselves lost, the magic has an opportunity. Ooh, I'm getting chills. The magic has an opportunity to show up.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's powerful. That's freaking powerful, man.
Yeah, there was how do I want to say this? So I gave a talk at San Jose State before I took off for Europe. Mm-hmm. And I want to say about 80 people in the room, 80 students, juniors and seniors about ready to graduate, all engineers. And my talk was like, what's next? It was on like traveling and finding your life's purpose. And it was a perfect talk because these kids are at the end of the line, right? So all their lives they're told, go to school, go to college, get a degree, mm-hmm. get a degree, go to college, get a job, go to college, go get a, like it's this repetitive, you're going to college.
Totally.
So they got the degree now, and then they're like, okay, well, now what? Like our purpose is done. Like all that we were told to do, we did. And so now we just get a job and like suck it up and you know, what's next? And so it was kind of interesting having this conversation with them because they're like, oh, there's all this other stuff that we can like create a life around that isn't just about school. Holy crap. There's things like there's life out there. I have a pulse. And so I think that comes with, there's a lot of things that can be wrapped around, right? From coaches that create so many plans, and businesses that create so many plans that they don't let the spontaneous happen. Mm-hmm. So they never allow changes and flux to happen in their business or in their ideas, or no, it has to be this way. Mm-hmm. There's so many rules and structures put down that it becomes no longer fun. There's no adventure. There's no what could be next. And then we become so focused on that goal, that achievement, that gold medal. So then when we get it, when we finally have it, it's no longer sweet. It's no longer, it's like, okay, cool. Now what do I do? Do I just sit here and, you know, twiddle my thumbs? Like, you got to keep chasing. You got to keep looking. You got to keep just going out there and seeing what's next. There's one coach that I'm good friends with. And one of the things is when he creates his goals for the year, it's be 100% committed to the goal you want to achieve and 100% not committed to the way that it happens. And I think it's super important. I think we get so hung up on achieving it through the means that we have in our minds that it's going to happen. And the minute that it gets derailed just a little bit, we lose our shit. Yeah. We're like, oh my God, it's not going to happen now. Like, I'm done. This year's over. I missed the gym for 2 weeks because I got sick. It's not going to happen. I'll wait till next year. Yep. You just got to keep going. You got to just, maybe you can't go to the gym. Maybe you do a couple sit-ups on the floor at home. Maybe you do a couple push-ups. Maybe you walk around the block because you have bronchitis, like whatever it is.
Right.
But you know, it's never going to be perfect. Life isn't perfect, and that's totally 100% okay.
Yeah. I also hear innovation in not being attached to a certain pathway. So how has innovation for you shown up in your business or your clients or why you do your profession of helping startups?
Yeah, I think, well, one, my board of directors and my advisors, you know, want to kill me sometimes because every year we like go through 20 different pathways of how we're going to achieve this one thing. And they're like, could you just stick to something? And I was like, yeah, it worked for a little bit. And we're going to try this now because this is more fun. Or, you know, I did this great interview and we're going to try this now or whatever it is. Right. So there's moments where they just look at me and they're like, you know, we really love you sometimes, but man, I want to strangle you. and they all know what I'm talking about. They hear this interview. They're like, yep, that's right. So in our company and the way that we work and the way that we do things, I love startups because there is no conventional way. I had a conversation with another startup coach. And she's like, yeah, if you want to get funding, like here's the recipe. Here's how it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, okay, yeah, that's great. If you want to get funding, and yeah, you have your recipe and that's what investors are looking for and blah, 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 blah. But not all startups need to get funding.
Mm.
That's a mindset thing that we have in our head. Mm-hmm. You can self-fund, you can, you know, Kickstarter now. I mean, there's so many other ways of doing things. Mm. I mean, a lot of the great companies of the world got funded because their dad gave them money.
Right.
I mean, one of my favorite stories is the founder of Men's Warehouse who, you know, I think it was like $100,000 he got from his dad. And then his dad ended up retiring from the company because he worked for the company after he lost his job. Like there's other ways of doing things. It doesn't have to be this cookie cutter way. And what I love is that what we get to do with these companies is sit down and be creative in strategy. Mm. We can say that, well, would this work for this way for this one company? It could work for you. But do you even want to do it that way? Mm. Do you even want that? Mm. Do you want what does success mean to you? How do you define it?
Right.
Let's have that conversation first.
Yeah.
Does success mean that you can just buy a home somewhere and have a family and live life and be okay and travel, you know, a couple times a year? Is that what you want? Or do you want to be the multimillionaire that has the Lamborghini and the, you know, right, all this other stuff? Like, what is that? What does success look for you, and how are we going to get there? And again, never being committed to how we get there, but the outcome. And so for them, it's, they're like, oh, wow, it's not just about work. It's about my life. Yes. So now let's take a look at your life and what matters to you.
Yeah.
Right. Like, what's important?
Well, I think it's that old paradigm of, you know, the 20th century is like work and personal life are completely separate. You just got to suck it up and go do what you got to do at work. And then your personal life is you go do that. That's your own thing. That's your personal business. Nobody cares. And now it's like, bro, social media and everything is transparency and like everything is values driven. There's so many choices, so many opportunities. Like, you have to do work that is meaningful to you, that is fulfilling, that finds and plays off of our strengths, our genius zones.
Yeah. And for those that are watching, it doesn't mean that you can't have a job or go be an employee for somebody else and find meaning in that. I think that's something that our industry screws up
totally
a lot.
And network marketing. Network marketing villainizes jobs so freaking much, dude.
I mean, it's amazing. A whole other conversation, but
right.
But I mean, I just wanted to pick on that for a minute because there's nothing wrong with that, and you can find meaning and purpose in anything that you do, and it's that's great for you.
Right.
And actually, that's a conversation we have with our clients too. It's, do you really want this? Or do you want to just be an inventor? Do you really want to run a business, or you just want to create?
Yeah.
Did you just so happen to work at a job and you created this thing that you knew would make money? And then do you want to go back to your job? Like, there's that conversation has to be had. And you have to be honest with it. So coming into that transparency. I mean, no longer are the days, you have to talk to your wife. You have to talk to your significant other. You have to, you know, you're not going to hide your finances or your bills. You're not going to from them.
Right.
If you do, you have a whole other list of problems.
Trust.
You know, gone are the days of, I mean, there were so many problems back then. So now if to fix that, to be a better spouse, to be a better partner, business partner, life partner, whatever, there is this level of transparency. And so, it's having that communication open. So if you don't know what you want, or if you're not ready to have a conversation of how is life going to interact with my work life, vice versa, you're not ready for it. You're just not ready for it. Go back to the drawing board.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's so key is the why. Why are you doing what you're doing? If you know why you're alive, if you know what your purpose is, you're able to look at, you know, the patterns in your life, where you came from, your story, how do you harness your story and your perspective on the world, what you value to determine, okay, where do I spend my time? If the thing I value the most is just executing my artistic gifts, then you may not need to have your own business, right? Yeah. That may not be your best and highest use of your time. And, you know, maybe in the future things change. Maybe your values shift around in the future and you want that freedom. You work for someone else, you get artistic mentoring, you have a facilitation of income, and then you say, you know, this is good, and I feel called to share my gifts in different ways. I feel called to be responsible for my life at a whole new level and give entrepreneurship another go or a shot or whatever the conversation is. And I think it's just looking at our life and having that opportunity to get lost, to really discover what it is that we want, you know. And getting lost could look like, hey, I'm going to go freaking work this job because I don't know what else to do right now and got to pay the bills somehow. So yeah, let's go do this job and just be in discovery, be curious about what I'm really supposed to be doing. Maybe I've been trying this coaching business or whatever it is, graphic design, online marketing, whatever, for a while, and it's just not clicking. It's not landing? What's going on? Oh, I don't know. But you know what? I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to be responsible. I'm going to adult. Yep. Adam and I were talking about. I'm going to adult for a little while and take care of stuff. And I'm still committed to fulfilling my dream and my vision, my goals. So don't, like Adam said, don't be attached. Don't be committed to the how. Rather be committed to the values and the why and what you're really going for.
Yeah. And I want to end, kind of wrap a little thing up on that, because so I was in Italy. I was sitting at a restaurant in Italy with this new friend that I just met. Mm-hmm. And across from us in the room was this, there's a group of different families, like five families together having lunch with all of their friends, and all the kids were there. And there was a moment, I had this flashback of when I was a kid, with my parents and my parents' friends and all the kids. And I had this, like, that's what I want. Mm. That's what matters to me in life. Like that's important. Mm. And for people that know me, there was a long period of time where I didn't want kids for some personal reasons. And then I got through that, because of Vipassana, what you're going to be doing pretty soon.
Yes.
And then, so I had this moment when I was in Italy and I was like, holy shit. All right. Like there that is.
Yeah.
And so I got back to France and I was meditating in France and I was sitting there and just kind of pondering on some stuff. And there was a moment where it, like, this clarity hit and I was like, you know, I've done this thing, this mm-hmm. coaching, this web development, this marketing thing for, I've been at it for 9 years. Like I've had great success. I've had huge failures. I've had, you know, ups and downs and everything in between. And I own every piece of it. I loved it. It was great. It was fun. It's gotten me to travel the world. Like I've got to do all this crazy shit because of it. But there was this point of clarity where, like, I have no ego around it anymore. Mm. Like, I don't need to run my own company. I can go work and build websites for a company or be a developer for a certain company. I can go back to IT work and find joy in it.
Totally.
And be completely happy if that means I need stability to have this family that I finally realize I want to have. Or do the things that I want to do. Like that ego's gone. That need or a fulfillment doesn't have to be there anymore.
I also hear knowing the answer before you get there versus being committed. Hey, I want freedom. I want, you know, work from home kind of mentality.
Yeah.
How can I create the perfect position for me? Let's design that. Let's feel into that.
Mm-hmm. And so it was just like switch of like, oh, cool. Like I can continue doing what I'm doing and I'm still happy doing what I'm doing. I love it. But if something happens, if there was something that needs to change, I'm okay with it. And I think that's so coming with the wanderlust and doing what, right. There's a dog's growling behind me. I think she's mad. I think there's that flow of, so here's the end goal of what I want. And how it happens, man, who knows? Life is going to give me whatever it gives me.
Yeah.
And it's going to be amazing. It's going to be magical. And it's going to be one hell of a ride. But, man, that's what life is.
Yeah, dude, I love it. I love it, man. So we are beginning to wrap up. And as far as like the new reality that we want our audience stepping into from this interview, what is that? What's the new paradigm? What's the shift? What's the awakening that we are giving them access to?
It's just get uncomfortable. Like go find something that you know triggers the shit out of you that you're like, man, I'm just going to sit on the couch. No, I don't want to go do that. I'm not bungee jumping. I'm not jumping out of a plane. I'm not going to go climb that mountain. I'm not going to buy that ticket. Whatever it is, go do it, man. Just go do it because you don't know what's going to happen when you get there. Mm. You might be scared a little bit. You might pee your pants. Who knows? But you don't know the stories that you're going to have, the life experiences that you're going to share, the people you run into. It was quite funny. There was another moment of like clarity where I was kind of laughing to myself. I went, you know, the things that I'm doing now, these are the stories that I will tell my kids later on when I'm an adult.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm making those memories now. These are the friendships that I have now. So just go out and do it. I mean, the only person that's holding you back is you.
Mm.
You know, everybody else is going to project whatever they want to project on you. But it's up to you at the end of the day.
Yeah. And what I'm taking away personally is, how do I engineer opportunities to get lost, to be uncomfortable? You know, Vipassana, that's so uncomfortable for me, you know, like 10 days straight of silent meditation. How? I don't know. I don't know. Right? but it's going to be a blast, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to expand into that. So, Adam, this has been amazing. How do people stay connected with you and get more, man?
Yeah, so you can follow my personal website, which is adamcortez.com. I update that occasionally with places I've been, experiences I've done. I'm actually going to try to do that a little bit more because I actually want to keep that up. From there, you can get to my company website, dkm.world. Mm-hmm. And then out of those branches, you can really just Google me, Adam Cortez, and all of my social media will come up and direct you to where you need to go. I'm very active on Instagram. If you want to see all the food that I've been eating on my travels, man, that's the place to look. I can give you some amazing places to go check out if you're in different parts of the world. And if you want to know about the work that we do and how we help our clients, DKM is the place to look. And just get directly in touch with me from there. I'd love to hear your stories. Even if you just want to connect and be like, I've been to this amazing place, I'd love to hear it. To me, that's what matters, having that connection with people. So, I'm here. I'm around. I'm around the world.
Yep.
Just connect.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome, brother. Thank you so much for being on. Thank you for following your bliss. You know, this is multiple times you've been on the show, always just delivering massive value, great conversation, and who you are, man, just expanding. Thank you so much, Adam.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. We'll see you soon, okay?
All right. Have a good one.
From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you're committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.employeeescapeplan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website, beyourgps.com, and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.